brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Coming up in the next segment, Professor 911 Theories Outrage New Hampshire Leaders, William Woodward, expert on the Rwandan massacre, involved in a lot of different political research, also a PhD from Yale in psychology. He's going public about 9/11. They're trying to silence him. He's coming up in just a few minutes. We've got some other important news we'll be covering as well. Right now, let's go back to your calls. Ed in Pennsylvania, thanks for holding. Welcome.
Alex.
Yes, sir.
I live out in the country, and for a couple of months now, I've been handing out leaflets and talking to people about NAIS. And last week, my girlfriend, she got her number. She owns a small pet store, and they sent her a number. And that's the retail business now being attacked. And she contacted the other pet stores, and they're getting a lawyer, and they're going to fight it.
Now, to understand, folks, they have the National Animal Identification System. Every chicken, every parakeet, every animal you've got has to be tagged. Thousands of dollars of fines if it isn't. A whole new federal bureaucracy to descend on your property. $1,000-a-day fines that you don't report a dead calf or a dead chicken instantly. Total control written publicly by the big agribusinesses to run out all the small farms and ranches that were holding on by their fingertips. And, yes, now they're going to be trying to make dog and cat owners. They're going to try to make the, again, just through color of law, all of the veterinarians will have to enforce this, which is indentured servitude. Tell us about it.
Well, they have in their basement, she has like hundreds of mice and rats that they raise and they sell to people who have snakes. And a couple years ago, the government came in and said they wanted, every time they sold a 50-cent mouse, they wanted them to take down the name of the person and their address, and they told them no way, you know. So she can't even get no answers right now when she calls them on exactly what animals are going to be covered, what the details are. They just told her, you're going to, she says, I'm not going to sign it. They said, you will sign it. They're very arrogant over the phone.
Well, I know that Texas passed the federal accompanying state version. I know a few others had. They're trying to pass them in all 50 right now. But this is it, folks. You want slavery, you're going to get it. I had a few weeks ago, I was on KLBJ, my Sunday show from 4 to 6, here locally, News Radio 590, and I was talking about animal ID, and a lady called in, and she said, I'm a fan of your show, but I work for the state agriculture department, and yeah, we're training the vets, and every animal's going to have to be tagged, and it's good to keep us safe. And I said, lady, that'll run everybody out of business. It's total control. And she just said, well, that's the way it is. She couldn't understand. But oh, no, they're not going to tag all the stuff coming in from Mexico. Again, it's meant to drive us out of business.
She has a hard time staying in business as it is.
It's all about consolidation. Only the biggest pet stores, where it's all computerized, only the biggest farms and ranches can compete. This is about consolidation.
Thanks a lot, Alex.
Thank you. I appreciate your call. I mean, with the new national sales tax they're pushing, that's coming in a few years. Total control, along with the income tax they're going to keep. They got fake neocons pushing it, fake conservatives. You got the national ID card. They'll swipe whenever you purchase something. You'll have to have, it's just control and tracking at every level. Every major state has federal funding with the license and plate scanning cameras. You've got the NAFTA highways and the corridors, almost every major interstate highway and state road in the country. Transponders tracking and taxing. The minute you speed from reader to reader, you'll be sent a ticket. And for your average speed, you will be, it just goes on and on. I mean, I can't even begin to tell you all the official things. They're using all your cell phones now to, quote, track your traffic patterns. Of course, then they're now announcing it'll also be law enforcement. Total Big Brother, worse than 1984, with wide open borders. We'll be right back.
It's here. After a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Terrorism, terrorism, chemical attacks, dirty bombs, fallout, biological attack, anthrax, and to top it all off, duct tape and plastic. Alarming words for our time. But how do you protect your family during such a crisis? The video Sheltering in Place, Surviving Acts of Terrorism from Biological, Chemical, and Radioactive Fallout was developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government. Anyone can follow the simple instructions. It's presented by a housewife as they walk you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. If you're not the type who waits till it's too late, then you need the video Sheltering in Place. Get the critical information you need now for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at murkywater.com.
This is Jack Blood with the Genesis Radio Network. I have an urgent message for all of our listeners. The mass media keeps telling us that we are the richest, most powerful economy in the world, quote unquote. If this is true, why can't we pay our bills? Why is the United States the world's largest debtor nation? The truth is that we are in the worst debt bubble in our nation's history. When the bubble bursts, will you be able to feed your family? When the inevitable crash occurs, will you be ready? Call Whitehurst International at 1-888-892-6238. That's 1-888-892-6238 for the following two free reports. U.S. debt bubble, red alert, and real estate crash. Call 888-8-XANADU. That's 888-8-XANADU. And ask for George.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Well, there's moves all over the country, from Brigham Young University to what's happening up in Wisconsin with Kevin Barrett, to silence, to fire, to shut up academic freedom. And here's a story out of MSNBC, originally published in the Union Leader. Professor's 9/11 theories outrage New Hampshire leaders. A tenured professor of psychology at the University of New Hampshire believes an elite group within the federal government orchestrated the September 11th attacks on America. William Woodward has already raised the possibility in his classroom and later this year hopes to teach a class that would expose and explore September 11th in psychological terms, terms like belief, conspiracy, fear, truth, conspiracy, courage, group dynamics. He may not get that chance. Several state leaders yesterday criticized Woodward for bringing the radical theories into the classroom. Quote, in my view, there are limitations to academic freedom and freedom of speech, said U.S. Senator Judd Gregg, Republican New Hampshire. So there's limits to free speech, huh? And then they go on down here with State Senator Jack Barnes, Republican out of Raymond, and said, quote, he's embarrassed at the professor's works at his alma mater. Quote, I compare this guy with the idiots out there who say the Holocaust never occurred, Barnes said. So, see, there's the implication of being a Nazi. And I've been attacked by national talk show hosts and publications saying the same thing, that I should be arrested as a traitor, that it should be illegal, that I should be shot. This is openly being said, and that it's like saying the Holocaust didn't happen. Number one, this is not like saying the Holocaust didn't happen. Number two, I agree that Hitler was bad and killed a bunch of people and killed a bunch of Jews, but if somebody wants to say that Hitler was a nice guy and didn't, that's their right to be an idiot. Because if you take their right, folks, we lose our rights. And Canada and Germany and England have now done this. And it goes on that the New Hampshire Senate President Ted, I guess it's Gattis's, said, I would think the Board of Trustees and the acting president of UNH would take a long, hard look at someone who advocates that kind of nonsense. And then there's other calls here. Woodward, an acknowledged member of the several left-wing political action groups, belongs to the Scholars for 9/11 Truth. And it goes on. The group contends that pods attached to the jetliners actually steered planes into the Twin Towers, and explosives planted inside the buildings were then set off. No, that is not what is contended by the group. Some people have contended that there were weird attachments to the planes. I haven't really gone there. We discussed it 4 years ago, and I think the media always focuses on what they want to debate. They always want to focus on this. Not bombs in the buildings, not CIA insider trading, not public officials warned not to fly, not Bin Laden being known CIA, not NORAD standing down, not the CIA drills, not the PNAC documents, not all, you know, all of this, or all the other lies, or Operation Ajax, declassified U.S. government terror they carried out, or Operation Northwoods, the official U.S. government plan to carry out 9/11-style attacks and attack U.S. cities to blame it on foreign enemies. No. In fact, I had the BBC, and I'm going to our guest here right now in a moment. I had the BBC here in town following me around for 2 days interviewing me. And they, every time I talk about Northwoods, they turn the camera off and say, we don't want to talk about that. And I said to the guy, I said, you're not going to put that in there. No. I mean, nothing real is going in there. Nothing real. And this is how they do it. They will not address us on serious issues. And they do this over and over again. So, William Woodward, we appreciate you joining us. William Woodward earned his PhD at Yale University in 75. His research focused on psychology in relation to other disciplines. He has a longstanding interest in scientific biography of men and women in psychology, i.e. how their research, theoretical development, professional and private lives came together. Currently is working on a human ecological account of the Rwandan genocide and a proposal for public policy in Central Africa. He has previously edited a multifaceted account of B.F. Skinner, as well as books on psychology in the 19th and 20th centuries throughout society. His undergraduate teaching deals with social issues of family therapy, moral development, and civil rights at the sophomore level, and psychoanalysis, behaviorism, and gestalt social psychology at the senior level. He also teaches case studies in environmental psychology of the seacoast of New Hampshire during the 1980s. He spearheaded summer institutes in East Germany and edited a book on science studies there. He occasionally teaches a course on psychology and race and has mentored undergraduate papers involving the history of counseling and mental health amongst minorities. And it goes on and on. Professor, thanks for coming on with us.
Thank you, Alex. It's a pleasure to be here.
You bet. Tell us when you woke up to 9/11, what your main views are on the attacks and being an inside job, and then what you're going through right now with the fascist agenda to shut up free speech in this country.
Well, I guess I woke up when I watched it happen on TV on September 11th, 2001. I knew that something was rotten in the state of Denmark, because that was a very high-tech performance, and I doubted that people without our high technology could have pulled it off. And, of course, I knew about the history of our involvement in false flag operations, such as the Gulf of Tonkin, where we were drawn into the Vietnam War. I'm a former Peace Corps volunteer who came very close to having to risk my life in Vietnam. And, of course, that left a scar, the notion of risking your life for a false reason. You want me to keep talking here?
Yes, sir. Continue. You've got the floor.
In the Peace Corps, I was served in Turkey in 1969-70. And there the Turkish students told me, you know, you're working for government that seeks to control our government through its funding, through economic leverage. I don't know whether to believe that, but I've always kept that thought in the back of my mind that there might be economic motives for how the United States foreign policy is directed.
Well, Professor, the RAND Corporations, the Pentagon's own documents, literally thousands of them, state that that is the goal. The chief of the Naval War College, one of their top guys, has given C-SPAN lectures saying we work for Wall Street, we work for world government, we work for empire. So, I mean, you can say you feel that. That's an admitted fact.
Yep. And of course, then you have the Project for a New American Century, which I believe was published in 1999. And there we all know the Pearl Harbor idea was launched. And then, of course, many of us have read The New Pearl Harbor by David Griffin. So I encourage everyone involved to read something and talk about it. I encourage free inquiry. And one reason I'm speaking out is that I see too much intimidation, too much fear. I'm a psychologist. I recognize fear when I see it. I also recognize denial. When we have a 9/11 commission and they deny evidence, they deny leaders appearing under oath, they deny black boxes, FAA tapes, denial. That's a fact. So the evidence hasn't been produced to have a full inquiry.
Professor, isn't that what the demagogues in the last 100 years with the mind sciences said? That big, unbelievable, horrible things they do are so terrible that the general public they know cannot accept it, and so that it is a weakness they exploit.
Absolutely. So when the public has become convinced by the media that we've been attacked by a foreign power, that's very psychological. That's a worldview that's being taught to us through the mass media. The good news is that Zogby polls in the last week show that 42% are doubting the official story and 10% are not sure. That's over 50% are now
questioning. Well, let's be precise. There have been three different Zogby polls in the last 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
One of them finds that 40-plus percent, if you read the full poll, believe the government was involved. We never seem to go all the way with that.
Wow.
And I've been involved in other polls where 80% of people in another CNN poll believe it's an inside job. And yet no polling science, which I've actually looked into a bit, I don't claim to be a total expert, but I have studied it, that most people, when they're asked very controversial questions, will go with the establishment answer. So if you've got 36% in a Scripps Howard News Service Ohio University poll saying inside job, and 40-plus percent in a Zogby saying it, conservatively throughout studies that I've seen, we actually have double that number not believing. Because most people get a call saying, is 9/11 an inside job? They're going to be scared and say no.
Yes. Yes. The way I couched it was government was involved. I guess there are a variety of questions they ask.
Well, you may have seen a news Zogby poll. They're doing new ones all the time.
Yeah.
Let's shift gears. When did you really go public, and now what's happening to you?
Well, we have the Seacoast Peace Response, the group of laypersons with over 600 members, and we've brought a speaker here to the Seacoast every 2 weeks for the last 5 years. So we've educated ourselves. We know we've talked to Rachel Corrie's parents. We know that this is part of a larger issue in the Middle East. We've talked to Doug Roeke about depleted uranium and its use in the first Gulf War and in the second Gulf War. We just, when I became public, I guess, let's see, I supported vigils on Friday evenings in Portsmouth, New Hampshire, but I went most public on May 31st of 2006. When I joined the Dover Six in a civil disobedience action to call attention to of the Representative Jeb Bradley in Congress. We wanted to call his attention to the fact that the majority in our state would like to end this war quickly and stop jeopardizing the national economy and increasing the debt with military expenditures. There were three resolutions on the House floor at the time on May 31st. We asked him to support them, and we said we would stay in his office until he acknowledged what the public, through us, was asking, support for three resolutions. We were arrested at 5:20. The police were very friendly, did their job.
Stay there, Professor. We're going to talk about it on the other side.
Are terrorist cells or prime terror targets located near you? Where are military bases and hazardous waste sites located? How do you find the best area for solar, average rainfall, fish contamination advisories, and major transportation routes? In the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA, you will find the information you want with over 50 interactive parameters that you control. Find everything from housing prices and taxes to brewing environmental catastrophes. Locate billion-dollar disaster-prone areas, the safest cities, ideal solar locations, and much, much more. Complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution, full-color maps, and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis that you need. Get this hard-to-find information by ordering Prudent Places USA now for only $29 plus shipping and handling by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw-free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power, a gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that Senate committee investigations in the 1960s called the international communist movement the greatest conspiracy the world has ever witnessed? They said the communists had infiltrated into high government offices in the State Department and also advisors to presidents. Did you know that the communist infiltration successfully stopped all FBI investigations into their secret activities? We'd like to help you understand how these things are coming to pass by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736 to request your subscription. Call now. Operators are standing by to receive your call.
We understand that decisions related to health can be overwhelming. That is why at ResearchedHerbs.com we take pride in offering you herbs whose safety and effectiveness have been proven time and time again. For example, did you know that Live 52, the top-selling natural herbal supplement for liver diseases since 1930, is backed by over 300 research studies and clinical trials and prescribed by more than 200,000 health professionals worldwide? In fact, the effectiveness of all the herbs featured on ResearchedHerbs.com, including those for cholesterol, blood pressure, diabetes, arthritis, cirrhosis, and hepatitis, among others, is extremely well documented. Our website, ResearchedHerbs.com, was created to empower you with the information and answers you need to make the right health decisions. Researched and proven herbs at great prices. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 for more information. That's 1-800-845-3841.
Woodward, PhD from Yale University, teaching at New Hampshire University, University of New Hampshire. 9/11, when did the neocons, when did they first learn that you'd already taught a little bit in the course about 9/11 and that you were planning to introduce it into a new course, Professor?
My students have never learned that. I just insert it very gently for one class out of 28 in my classes as a discussion topic, along with other controversial human rights and social justice issues.
But it's a major news item, and you're allowed to have your view that, by the way, is supported by the majority of the evidence.
So far I've been rather timid. I felt it was one of about 50 issues that were important. Right now, one reason I'm going public is to test the waters to see if I really do have free speech in this supposedly free society.
What do you think of members of Congress saying that they don't think you have a free speech right, that, or saying free speech can be restricted?
I think it's terrifying. It's out of line with our founding fathers and our founding mothers and what they told us. I have a quote here from George Washington. Government is an evil servant, and it must be bound by the chains of the Constitution. Eisenhower warned us about the military-industrial complex. One reason I'm stepping out is that I believe in the New Hampshire motto, live free or die. Patrick Henry, give me liberty or give me death. I'm willing to be put away for freedom. I'm going to test the limits by proposing a discussion-based seminar in which we look at all sides of the issue and encourage free inquiry. I'm not out to indoctrinate, as was implied in the newspaper. I teach through discussion, and I welcome contrary opinions. So we'll see if the New Hampshire public and the leaders and the trustees are man enough, woman enough, to accept the course on a very controversial topic that has grave implications.
Yes. Well, I looked you up a little bit last week when we first started thinking about getting you on the show, and I looked you up Sunday night, and you have got really good credentials on looking at movements, in societies, political upheaval. You're a real expert on Rwanda and what happened there, and of course you've been behind the Iron Curtain as well, researching things. So I think you do definitely have the credentials to speak on this. I want to talk about the nature of power with you, because we know the elites are very ruthless, very corrupt, very sociopathic, I would say psychotic in many cases, not feeling for the individuals, not having empathy. They've seared that away or never had it. Maybe they were abused themselves, many of them as children. Now, we found that with a lot of these killers. But that even their own think tanks are telling them they're going too far, they're endangering the establishment, even large sectors of the establishment are splitting away from them right now. But we see this throughout history where elites get like a reverse narcosis sickness where at the heights of power they get delusional.
Yep.
And if they were smart, they just ignore you and the other professors. Instead, they attack you.
Yep.
Just like they attack us, and it seems like they've got a lot of hubris. Can you speak to the psychology of power?
Well, I was one of the founders of a program on race, culture, and power. We start with power in families. Who was the person who was talking the most around the dinner table in your family? Then we go to power in communities, power in states. Power can be used for good and bad purposes. And finally, we get to national and international power, so that the young people get a sense that they have responsibility to... Well, in Quaker language, I happen to be a Quaker, to speak truth to power. That's one motto. Power can corrupt. I think that's what you're saying. I prefer to focus on the strength of the community, responsibility of the citizen to resist tyranny. The New Hampshire State Constitution has Article 10, which...
Right to revolt.
Exactly. How did you know that?
And you're also the new live free or die statement. Go ahead.
Yeah. Right and obligation to resist tyranny, and they finish by saying it would be slavish. I didn't know that word. It would be slavish to obey tyranny.
It would be slovenly slavishness.
Yes. Now, does that ring true for 2006?
It certainly does. I think we are probably the most slovenly, slavish people I've ever seen.
Well, if we don't know it, and many of us don't, people around the world know it, and they're thinking it, and they're writing about it, but it's being kept out of our press. So we are being duped insofar as we don't know what others think about us.
All right, Professor, stay there. Doctor, stay there. We're going to come back and talk more about this. This is key. I want to focus in more on how they're attacking you and then the psychology of power. How we can effectively resist that. I think their hubris is one of their greatest arrogance. It's one of their great forms of power, but it's also their Achilles heel. We'll talk about it on the other side.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Dry, cracked heels used to be a real problem for me, especially in the summer when I wear sandals. My husband would say, "Your heels are like sandpaper." But then my podiatrist gave me Calex ointment. It's diabetic-friendly and smooths cracked heels and calluses using natural enzymes. Calex never stings or burns and made my heels baby soft. Now they look and feel great. If you have calluses or dry, cracked heels, try Calex ointment. You can find it at Walgreens and Long's in the foot care section.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
Nuclear reactors provide economical energy, but would you be prepared during an accident? During nuclear disasters, great amounts of radioactive iodine are released into the atmosphere, which are then readily absorbed into the body. Medical Corps' potassium iodate gives you virtually complete protection from the most feared consequence of a nuclear accident, radioactive poisoning. Potassium iodate can protect against radioactive poisoning by filling the thyroid with good iodine. This shields the thyroid and prevents it from absorbing the harmful radioactive iodine. Potassium iodate is better than the iodide form because it is not as likely to cause upset stomachs in children, the elderly, the sick, and pets. Order the official potassium iodate for only $24 and save $5 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Call now and get free shipping. That's 888-803-4438.
Do you remember when you could eat most anything and not worry about it? Or maybe weight management has always been a problem. Are you frustrated, burned out, and tired of fad diets and marketing gimmicks that don't really work? Do you want a proven system, a long-term solution, to live a healthier lifestyle and properly manage your weight? At WeCanTogether.com, our approach is different. We focus on the whole you, personalized for your unique body composition, individual needs, and personal goals, not the cookie-cutter approach offered by others. Join today and have direct access to real people that are certified health and fitness professionals. Now there is help you can count on. WeCanTogether.com is the most complete, comprehensive wellness and training resource available on the web today. Visit us now and receive your free membership. Go to WeCanTogether.com. That's WeCanTogether.com.
Don't worry. This show is documented. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down, 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 and the flames went higher.
And it burns, burns, burns. The ring of fire. The ring of fire.
And it burns.
Well, I tell you, folks, the taste of love is sweet when hearts like ours meet. I love all of you out there, black, white, Hispanic, old, young, whether you live in China or the United States or England or Mexico, it doesn't matter, Venezuela, Nicaragua, it doesn't matter. We're all human beings. We have corrupt governments with despots. That's really the universal rule. Freedom and liberty has been extremely rare, and it's always been imperfect and filled with flaws. And if you don't work hard to be informed, if you don't work hard and strive to be in liberty, you're going to be in tyranny. You're going to have to fight to be free. And let me tell you, you've had freedom so long, many of us have never experienced tyranny and despotism and oppression. Well, being in this fight against the New World Order, I've experienced people's psychology just in our own fight. I've experienced what the establishment's like. I have witnessed and observed the elites and the substrata of the elites. I have seen the things they do, and it lets me know we've got to fight this thing. We've got to get involved. A couple program notes, then we're going to go back to the professor and take a few of your calls at 1-800-259-9231 before he leaves us. I'll have to get my call list straight in a minute. It just got wiped here in front of me. Note to the network. But I'm going to be showing my new film, Terror Storm, five times in the month of September at the Alamo Draft House on South Lamar. And I need your help to promote it. I need your help to get the word out to the people, to call into the other talk shows and to get the buzz going on it. Some locals here have intentionally said they're going to try to block me from promoting it. I don't know what the – well, actually, I know what the psychology is. It's embarrassing, and I'm not going to get off into it. I've assessed it. It's going to be a great event. I'm going to show my new film, Terror Storm, and give a speech after each event. You can get tickets at InfoWars.com right now. Links through to the Alamo Draft House. It'll be the 5th, 6th, and 7th of next week. Then I go to New York for 9/11, and I come back on the 12th. Then we'll show it on the 13th and the 14th, and that's it. 5 showings. I'm exhausted, and I'm sure those will probably sell out, and I could add more like I've done before. I've had 9 showings in a row before, but we're going to do 5. And if we do have more showings after that, I just won't be there because I've got to start on this new film I'm making right now about the North American Union. So please, please come to our event. I really love all of you out there, and I want to see all of you out there. And it's so get the word out about these events that are coming up. Now, you can also get a hard copy of my new film, Terror Storm, the DVD, by going to InfoWars.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139. And you are all authorized and encouraged to get the videos and to make as many copies as you possibly can to get them out to everyone. The power of you, the people, taking action is unstoppable. So let's expose these terrorists before they launch another even more devastating attack. Get martial law, get the order of death, get the road to tyranny, get my new film Terror Storm at InfoWars.com, or see it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. All right, going back to the professor, William Woodward of the University of New Hampshire being attacked, members of the U.S. Congress saying he shouldn't have any free speech, that there's limits on free speech. He's going to try to have a fair course concerning 9/11. And is this going to be a lower level course or a graduate course, Professor?
A lower level undergraduate in a program, a general education program called inquiry courses. The idea is to model or teach how to do inquiry. And of course, in an inquiry, you gather evidence, you assemble it, you don't even know the outcome when you begin. Students are entitled to develop their own opinions about the evidence. It's the spirit of inquiry, the method of inquiry that we want to convey. So, of course, I don't want to indoctrinate anyone, as has been implied. And all of my teaching shows that I seldom lecture. I encourage discussion. We write essays once a week to discover how we feel about issues based on evidence. And my hope is that people in this state, through this public discussion of the past half a week, would develop their own opinions. They don't have to agree with me. I can be persuaded. It's an open society. If they can falsify or refute the evidence, I'll change. But I do want to discuss specifics.
Well, tyranny always attempts to suppress resistance and free speech and argument because lies can only be enforced with force.
When you have people resisting the truth, you begin to suspect something. Of course, my truth may not be your truth, so... All truth is contested. That's fine. I challenge you, you challenge me, and we'll respectfully disagree.
But they don't have a monopoly on it, and we know their story is a manifest fraud. Getting more, Professor, into the psychology of these elites, I mean, I've been studying them. To me, it's like a giant race. And the average person in life becomes successful, gets, you know, their hierarchy of needs. And a normal person, then once they become self-sufficient and put a little bit of a nest egg away and are fulfilled, they then start trying to help others. That's the natural thing once you get your own house in order to go forward. But in this race of life, and history shows this, that power tends to corrupt and absolute power corrupts absolutely, as Lord Acton said, that it is a synthesis of the most evil and ruthless and wicked and cunning and manipulative that get to the forefront of the real pinnacles of power. They compete with each other in despotism and oppression, and they try to one-up each other. And to have John Yoo, White House counsel, write memos where they say they can torture children in front of their parents, to have Alberto Gonzalez say they can torture people to death, and if they don't call it torture, it's not torture, to have the White House say we're going to have national service, but it's not a draft when it's military national service. I mean, we're entering an Orwellian pressing on the nerve of power, as O'Brien said, as he tortured Winston. Can you comment on that?
Well, thank you for raising these issues. Very few people are putting it that strongly. Not only the elites, but all of Congress, the majority of Congress, voted to invade Iraq, I believe. Correct me if I'm wrong on that. There's been strong support in Congress on both sides, Democrat and Republican. John Kerry did not run on an anti-war platform. So we have to look at what's in the system that keeps people in line, including our elected leaders. So it's a very systemic issue. And, of course, it has to do with money. My own personal solution has been to strongly support Common Cause for the last 30 years because Common Cause looks at special interest legislation. But the McCain-Feingold bill, even though it was passed, has still been not really effective.
Well, of course, it was written by the establishment meant to fail. But let me ask you a question. In the past, the last 50 years or so, they were afraid of our votes. I mean, if 90-something percent of people were against land grabbing or against open borders or against a whole host of issues, against the war, 70-plus percent, it would stop. Now, for the first time in modern history, when the people unanimously, in many cases, are against something, the establishment seems to universally or almost universally circle the wagons against us. That is called a dictatorship.
Well, the counter-argument might be that, well, it was a close election, and it's about 50-50 in this country. What would you say to that?
Well, we have just a plethora of polls and also what I get from the people, but 72% of the troops want to come home. 70% of the American people in major polls are against the war. Bush has really only got about 29% that would support him in barbecuing small children on the White House lawn. So, you know, you got 29% that are brown shirts, mindless idiots, or sucking off the system, and you got the rest of people that know there's something wrong.
Well, in the Vietnam War, it took about 5 years for people to wake up. Until the late 60s, there wasn't a real serious protest. I think that might be what we're seeing now, a rising tide of resistance. What do you
but
think?
Now, I agree, but now they're moving in to try to block that with free speech zones and the rest of it.
That's kind of terrifying. Yep. And that's the reason that so many of us, we all need to speak out in whatever way and defend the Constitution.
I agree. They're threatening to go to the Board of Regents. They're talking about trying to stop you. Where do you think that's going to go? Do you have the support of the dean or the chancellor?
So far I have support from the University of New Hampshire system, from the chancellor on down. They're defending freedom of speech. You never know when intimidation is going to be used on the institution in the form of financial threats, for example, withholding funds. So we'll see how it plays out. I'm human. If it were me versus the institution, I might back down. I might say, okay, I've made my point, but I don't want to jeopardize my institution. I would hate to see free speech compromised by pressure.
Yeah, that's why you can't back down, because the institution itself isn't even there anymore if there's not free speech.
Good point. The American university system is an institution that deserves to be protected. But
they also try to claim it's all leftists, and you know, I've been out to Hollywood. I know a lot of people. These are not what you'd even call leftists. These are informed individuals. It's way past left and right now, and I think that is starting to worry the establishment. I think that's one reason we are seeing a circling of the wagons, because I think they realize the left-right paradigm is imploding.
Well, if I may contextualize that, here at New Hampshire, out of 550 faculty members, I'm the only one, except for two retired professors, who participates regularly in peace actions. So that's two retirees and one active professor out of 550. It's not like they have anything to be afraid of in terms of the peace movement. Who knows how many support it in their hearts? But I think the specialism of people nowadays, people work in their own field, they don't see themselves as citizens. I learned to speak out through living in Germany and doing history and looking at Germans in terms of how they came out vis-a-vis the Third Reich. Their grandchildren today are looking at their grandparents and saying, where did you come down in 1930s, 1940s? My grandchildren will be looking at me and saying, what did you do to resist tyranny in 2006? So I feel very empowered by the support of people like Alex Jones, who are supporting me and supporting those who have the courage to speak to freedom, speak to the truth.
Well, we really are blessed to be alive today, though. You know, the Chinese parable of may you live in interesting times is double-edged. You know, it's a blessing and a curse. We really are, as Stalin said, evil as he was right when he said that, or it might have been Lenin, I forget, but to paraphrase, that there are times in history when more happens in a week than happens in 100 years. I think we're in one of those periods right now, Professor.
Well, I'm afraid I do, too. The last two elections were very suspect, and I think we need to get this country back on track with paper ballots and people who are not connected with corporate influence, but who represent their constituencies.
How do we support you? Do we need to call the university? Do we need to call the newspaper, letters to the editor in your area?
Well, it looks like Manchester Union Leader is willing to publish online all reader responses, and you can write them at the following email address. Write us, WRITEUS, at unionleader.com.
Write us at unionleader.com.
Yep. And I dare say the whole world is watching. You'd be surprised how many people abroad surf the net and are watching very carefully because they know the enormous power, technological power of our society, and they're waiting for us to wake up. They'll be cheering us on.
Exactly. They're in horror that they know an elite has hijacked the engine that is this economy and this people and is attempting to forge us into a great Borog battering ram to smash down their cities.
Well, cluster bombs in Lebanon and depleted uranium in Iraq, that's not a benevolent way of dealing with your neighbors.
I agree with you, Professor. Let's take a few calls. Let's talk to Mark in Texas. You're on the air.
Hey. Hi, Alex.
Hi.
This is a pretty amazing conversation to be actually being able to listen to. I feel lucky to be able to listen to it.
Well, I'm lucky to be here and blessed, and I'm glad you're calling. What's on your mind?
I've got to see a lot of the videos about 9/11 and all that kind of stuff, and it's like each part that you get to watch, each different video is like a different aspect, and it's like getting to see everything kind of fall into place and everything.
Yeah, panoramic view.
Yeah, it's just like, and then you begin to wonder, well, what freedoms do I really have? You know, I can go to Walmart, or I can go down to the little store down the street, or, you know, I just have the freedom to buy stuff. That's what basically it feels
like. But that is a powerful freedom, the power to support, to patronize, the power to boycott. You need to use that weapon.
I know, but at the same time, I also feel that, you know, if I want to support the peace movement or something like that, and I go out there, I get arrested, you know.
Well, see, that's a chilling effect, and you really don't get arrested. And if you do, they got to drop the charges. You need to go through that rite of passage. I mean, have you ever been arrested before for demonstrating?
I've never even tried to demonstrate or anything like that.
Yeah, the professor has. Well, go out. It's empowering to just be out there peacefully and have some goons arrest you. Professor, you want to speak to that?
Yeah, I wouldn't push it too hard because always you want to join other people and think about what you're comfortable with. Mm-hmm. As a psychologist, I encourage people to work within their comfort level. We had easily 100 people supporting us when the six of us were arrested. We planned out the action over a period of months. We went to visit trials of the Concord Eight in Concord, New Hampshire, to see how they presented arguments in their own defense. And we each came to the decision that this was our turn to cross the line and be arrested. But we had each been prepared by 5 years of watching and listening. There's no rush. You each have a role to play. Educating yourself is an important activity.
And, of course, you know, physical protesting is a more ancient form of a political action. Do it on message boards. Do it on news sites. Letters to the editor. There's 100 ways to get involved, sir.
Another way is to send emails to your friends. I send 2 a day to a list of 80 people, and I've been doing it for several years. That's my little act of resistance.
Yes, thank you for the call, Mark. Sam in New Jersey, you're on the air.
Yeah, hi. I had 3 quick points. One, I wanted to commend the gentleman that has come to speak today on your radio program because when I was in college when 9/11 took place, and I have my degree in political science now, but, you know, many of these topics that we discussed, I was discussing in at the university level, and many of the professors, you know, turned a blind eye. I didn't want to discuss it or they don't want to bring it up, even though they agree with my points. Secondly, I wanted to confirm with the gentleman called earlier and said that Operation Northwoods has been taken off the National Archives website. It has been taken off. And the third point was the Russia and Central Asia nations that have been conducting joint military exercises. I haven't heard too many people discuss this. I know it has come to fruition in India also. That surprised me. India and China have also conducted military exercises with Russia. So maybe you guys,
everybody's lining up for the kickoff of World War III. You want to get the professor's take on that on the other side?
Sure.
Sam, you sound like a well-spoken fellow. Hope you call back soon. Are you a first-time caller?
My second time, actually.
All right. Well, call us back again a little bit sooner. I'd like to hear from you. We'll talk to Keith and Jeff and Mike. We'll jam you all in and get some final comments from the professor. Infowars.com is the website.
Here, after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Are terrorist cells or prime terror targets located near you? Where are military bases and hazardous waste sites located? How do you find the best area for solar, average rainfall, fish contamination advisories, and major transportation routes? In the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA, you will find the information you want with over 50 interactive parameters that you control. Find everything from housing prices and taxes to brewing environmental catastrophes. Locate billion-dollar disaster-prone areas, the safest cities, ideal solar locations, and much, much more. Complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution, full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis that you need. Get this hard-to-find information by ordering Prudent Places USA now for only $29 plus shipping and handling by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
I'll be honest with you, they put in CIA-controlled voting machines in 35% of the country. We've got to use right to revolt clauses like Article 10 in New Hampshire. We've got to have the states pull out and reconstitute the Union. We've been totally hijacked by foreign private interest. Impending World War III, the neocons definitely want to kick it off, Professor. How do we stop it?
Well, ideally we have a culture of peace, not a culture of war, just like in our families. If you model peace, you get peaceful children. If you model violence, you get violent children. That's been shown, that family violence is transmitted down the generations. So with regard to the caller talking about Asia, India, China, conducting military exercises, I see that as a reflection of our military exercises. Ours are for real. Theirs are for defense. We get what we ask for when we have a militaristic society.
Well, when we say we, it's the establishment that's taken over this country. Keith in New York? You're on the air. Welcome. Okay, Jeff. Go ahead, Jeff. You're on the air.
Hello?
Yeah, we're going to let him go now. Let's go ahead and talk to Mike in Pennsylvania. Mike, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex. I'm a devotee of yours, and I've been in this truth and constitutionist movement for 14 years, and I never hear anybody on the talk shows or in the media bringing out the Supreme Court decisions that say that I have them in front of me. I've shepherdized them all. Unconstitutional laws are not law. There is no such thing as martial law in this country. It is okay to resist an unlawful attack.
Yes, it is.
And an unlawful arrest, I'm sorry.
Well, it's just like Hitler, saying he's allowed to kill whoever he wants. No, or the Supreme Court saying black people aren't human. It's just those are against God's laws, nature's laws, common sense. And when Bush says he's allowed to order the torture of children, it's not the case. Professor, you want to comment on that?
Well, I'd like to hear more about the truth and constitutionalist movement. This sounds important.
Oh, it is. Go ahead, Mike.
Well, I know we only have a minute. Is there a place I can send this? I have your address, Alex. Could I have the professor's address? I could send it to him.
Woodward at unh.edu. UNH stands for the University of New Hampshire.
Woodward at unh.u.
Edu. Edu. Edu.
Okay, very good. Thank you.
Tell us specifically about what you've done.
Well, I've gotten myself jammed up. I had FEMA come after me a number of years ago for asking the wrong question of them. Then they sicked the IRS after me. I've had my family broken up because of all this. And I tried to get out of it, but, you know, once you're in it, you can't quit. And
the tyranny is really growing, Mike, and our prayers are with you. Thank you for the call.
Thank you.
You bet. Professor, we're flat out of time. As this develops, hope we can have you back up, my friend. And we appreciate your bold courage going public on 9/11, a top British rock band in the number 10 on the charts, number 9 in the number 10 here in the U.S. has gone public on 9/11. New people go public every day, both just average folks and then also well-known people. And it's all just as important. And so we salute you, and we're with you.
Thank you. Keep up the good work there, Alex.
God bless you, and take care.
Yep. Good night.
We're out of time, ladies and gentlemen. Be sure and visit our great sponsor for natural organic soap. It made in the U.S. at 85% off supermarket prices. You can go to CalBenPureSoap.com. There's a big banner on Infowars.com or 5starsoap.com. That's CalBenPureSoap.com or call and get a free catalog at 800-340-7091, 1-800-340-7091. All right, we're out of time. We'll be back tonight, 9 to midnight, on some of the stations that carry us out there. And I will be back tomorrow, 11 to 2 Central Standard Time. You can always listen on the Internet at Infowars.com. We provide our own streams now, not just the great network streams. All right, get out there and expose evil. Have courage. We only live once. Do the right thing. God bless you all.
Copies of the preceding broadcast are available at GCNLive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.